Lamar, thank you so much for coming in.
Ah, no, thank you. It's nice to be here.
We last spoke back in 2010, I think around the time of your Greatest Hits album.
Yeah.
And back then, you referred to the hits. That's what it's called,
that
wasn't it?
That is what it's called, yeah.
Your way of having a bit of a party before you headed into what you called Chapter 2. You described it, quote, the unknown and the exciting. So
how
has Chapter 2 been for you?
Do you know what? Chapter 2 has been all I expected it to be. It's been unknown and it's been very, very exciting, you know. After the Greatest Hits, I went off. I moved on from management and the label, and I set up a label, and also I self-released an album. So that was a great learning experience. And then since then, I've got new management, a new label, and I've come back with this new record, The Letter. So it's been very unknown and very exciting.
So you've been doing a lot of business stuff about the signs of hits in those 5 years.
A lot, exactly. I've been learning a lot more about the business that I'm in, and it's been great. But also it's really nice to, after all that, be able to get back to the creativity and jump back on stage and get back on the road. And, it's been lovely.
I think a lot of people, they'd agree with me when I say that you are one of the finest voices, if not the finest voice, to come out of a reality TV show, because that's a good place to start. Yeah. Fame Academy, I mean, it's been 13 years since that show. It's easy to forget that that's where we first saw you. What made you go onto that show in the first place?
Well, I've been trying for years to get into the business. It just wasn't happening, which is sometimes the case. You know, everyone's path's different. And eventually I thought, you know what, just before I pack it in, I'm going to give it one last shot on Fame Academy. The advert for Fame Academy was being voiced over by Trevor Nelson, who had just put me on tour. So I recognised the voice, and I turned around and looked at the TV and I thought, I'm going to give it a shot.
So to kind of drop everything and go down that route, that must have been quite a risk.
Initially, I told myself it would be a year. I said I'd take a year out and then I'd go back to uni. But when I took the year out, it turned into 8 years. And it's like every time I wanted to put it down, there was an opportunity on the table, or someone wanted to sign management, or someone, there was a deal, or there was something. So, because there was that potential there, I thought, maybe keep on trying.
The rest, as they say, is history. I mean, a few million record sales, 3 Mobos, 2 Brit Awards later. You're currently on the road, just finished your own live shows, and you've just been supporting Will Young on tour. As we speak right now, you're due to go on stage at the Regent Theatre in Ipswich in a few hours' time. Yeah. How's the tour with Will been for you?
Do you know what? The tour's been great. Will's great. All his crew's great. My team get along with their team. It's all been happy families. And every show gets that much more comfortable, and you let go even more. And I think that's the important part of giving a good performance. Relaxing and being in the moment on stage.
Well, without ruining your voice too much before you go on stage later, you have got your guitarist with you. Hello,
yes.
Hello. Angelo Starr.
You want to play a song for us? What are you going to play?
This one's been going down extremely well every night, and people sing along a lot. So I'm going to do Crazy Love.
I can hear her heartbeat for 1,000 miles, and the heavens open every time she smiles. Yeah, and when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I'm running to her like a river song. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. And when I come to her, when the sun goes down, yeah. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. She takes away my heartache in the night like a thief. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. She gives me love, 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 crazy. crazy love. And I need her in the daytime. Said I need her, yes I need her in the night. I wanna throw my arms around her and kiss and hug her tight, yeah. And when I'm returning from so far away, she gives me some sweet loving, brightens up my day. And it makes me righteous, and it makes me holy. It makes me mellow down to my soul. She gives me love, love, crazy love. She gives me love, 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 crazy love. Yeah, she gives me love, 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 crazy love, love, crazy love. Yeah, she gives me, gives me, gives me, ooh, that crazy love. Crazy love.
Thank you.
Always amazing having live performances in the studio. There is Lamar and Crazy Love. Can we talk about your new album? We probably should do, as it came out in October time, The Letter. I was watching a video on YouTube going behind the scenes of some recording you did at East West Studios in the heart of Hollywood. I mean, there have been some rather famous names over the years that have gone through there, you know, the Stones and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Did you get a real sense of history as he walked through those doors for the first time?
Yeah, you know, for me, the whole recording experience for this album has been just phenomenal. You know, I worked with a great producer, a guy called Larry Klein. We got together, like you said, in East West Studios. It was just every turn was something legendary or someone who'd worked with someone who was legendary. And it was very inspirational. And I was very happy to be in that environment to record the record.
You chose the tracks yourself, didn't you? The cover versions you did?
Yeah, myself and Larry. Larry. We started off with a list of about, you can imagine how many classics there are. So it was about 200 songs
or
so.
Quite.
Yeah, and then over the space of about 4 months, you know, we slowly whittled it down. And I listened to a few, a few repetitively. And then, you know, it's one thing hearing songs and liking them, and it's another trying to create an album of them. Because sometimes you might like, say, 7 songs, but that just doesn't work as an album. So, you know, I had to, over time, whittle it down and make something that I thought worked as a piece.
How's the new stuff going down on your live shows?
Oh, it's going down so well. Like, it's going down extremely well. When I went out prior to this tour that I'm doing with Will, with my full band, it was absolutely amazing. And I wasn't too sure breaking it down, because at the moment it's just myself and Angelo with me, on the road with Will, doing, I don't know, half an hour set or so. You never know how it's going to be received. It's a long time to be just acoustic, but it's going down an absolute storm.
When you arrived here, not only did I completely mess up the tea and coffee order, so we're all sitting out on the sofas out in the other room and thinking, you're probably thinking, what's he going to get me? Is it going to be a gin and tonic, or is it going to be a tea or a coffee? I was somewhat disappointed you didn't come riding in on your little, electric unicycle?
I've got to show it to you before I leave. I do have it. I just didn't bring it inside. I'm going to show it to you before I leave.
Yeah, a little lap of the car park.
There we go. I'm going to show it
to
you.
Not too wet. What is this thing?
It's this, I got it from a place called Speedy Feet, and you just jump on it and it takes you places. It's called the Ninebot one. And it's brilliant. A shout out to Ian Sampson at Speedy Feet. Great, great, great piece of machinery. It's just really good fun.
It looks like a one-wheeled Segway. You see these things in New York and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. I'm really disappointed that at Halloween I wasn't at home. I wanted to cover myself in a cloak and just put my arms out in the front and just wheel along the neighborhood, making loud noises and scaring people. That would have been great, but missed my opportunity.
There's always next year. Lamar, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Best of luck for the rest of the tour, and we'll see you again soon.
Brilliant. Always a pleasure. Thanks.